So if you'd take your Bibles out once again and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we've been studying verses 1 through 12, and I plan to finish this series up today, Being the Church, Authentic Christian Leadership. Our main lesson that we're carrying with us as we study this is authentic Christian leaders are trained, that is, studied on the Word of God, focused on the Word of God, honed in on the Word of God, in order to help the church family mature in their faith. Now, since we have begun studying chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, verses 1 through 12, we've learned a number of things about authentic Christian leadership. And we've learned these things, that authentic Christian leadership is God-sent. Leaders are givers of God's Word, and they never compromise the truth of God's Word for their gain. They always seek to please God above all others. And those Christian leaders are not bootlickers. What does that mean, church family? Y'all remember? It means It means we don't give compliments when they're not really true, all right? Flatter. Yeah, we don't flatter to gain anything, and they're not greedy. And then finally, last Sunday, we saw that authentic Christian leadership seek only God's glory. And so as we continue our study, I'd like to begin with this story this morning. And I meant to ask Aaron if I could share this story all week long, and I just forgot, and I called him this morning to ask him again, and he didn't answer the phone, so I'm just going to take advantage of that and just tell the story anyway. It's a good story. Aaron, as you know, went to Wingate University, and his first year there, it was a rough year. It was a rough year in a lot of different ways, and I won't go into what those ways were, but I remember one particular weekend in the fall semester, that he came home and he had determined he wasn't going back to school. And he had studied all week long how to get his plumbing license. And that's an honorable profession, And so he talked to us, and me and Alice, we were pretty tore up about it. And so he'd already schmoozed his mom over, and she was ready to let him stay home. But I wasn't. I didn't want to. And I thought he needed to go back to school. I thought he needed to finish what he started, at least that year. And so Alice had the gentle spirit of a nursing mother, rightly so. But on the other hand, I didn't. My words were not words that I don't think Aaron wanted to hear, but they were words he needed to hear. They were tough words to swallow. They were challenging words. Challenged him to go back and do something he didn't want to do. And thankfully, he listened to me, and he didn't listen to his mama. The one time I was right, all the rest of the time she was right. So he went back to school, and he finished up school, graduated, became a scholarship swimmer, captain of the swim team, and did well. And I'm so proud of him for listening to his dad and his challenge and those hard words and going back and finish what he started. You see, Alice approached it with the approach of a gentle nursing mother, and I approached it with the tough words of challenge as a dad. You know, there's a song that was titled Daddy's Hands. Y'all remember this song? Daddy's Hands. Holly Suzette Dunn wrote the lyrics to this song, and I just want to just read the refrain to you because it really captures, I think, what Paul is teaching us in the scriptures. It goes, Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands. And so this morning, we learned that authentic church leadership must be tender and tough. Tender and tough. And so point number three in the outline is this. I'm sorry, point number two in the outline is this. Authentic Christian leadership is tender like a nursing mother. Look with me at verses 7 through 8.
verses 7 through 8. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also ourselves, because you had become very dear to us. Well, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we see in you a Father who is tender and a Father who is tough. And you're no more tender than you are tough, and you're no more tough than you are tender. You get it perfectly. And we praise you for that. For you are holy and just and righteous. And you are also merciful and gracious. And all of those things, your love, perfect love. And we praise you for being a perfect heavenly Father to your sons and daughters. And Father, we learn today that that's a characteristic of a good, authentic Christian leader, of a pastor, of a Sunday school teacher, RA director, a GA director, WMU director, a brotherhood director. Lord, we just pray now that you would help us to see the truth of this in your word, that Lord, that the voice that I speak would be your voice, that the words that are heard would be your words. And Father, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see and a taste for this, the treasure of your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, I'll be the first to admit that it's difficult for men to be tender like a nursing mother. It just doesn't come natural to us, or at least it doesn't to me. It is tough. Just ask Alice. She would tell you. She would say to me sometimes, "You sound so rough." And you know what? I do at times. I sound rough at times. I know it's hard for you to believe that, right? But the key word in verses 7 through 8 is the word gentle. Gentle. And to explain what he means, Paul uses the simile, a comparison, of a nursing mother. So an authentic church leadership should be like the gentleness of a nursing mother to her children. Paul writes in verse 7, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children." And so an authentic church leadership leader is like a nursing mother being gentle and kind and compassionate with her babe. Now, gentle, the Greek word translated gentle in the English, means to be kind to someone. And it encompasses these things: acceptance, respect, compassion, tolerance of imperfections, patience, tender-heartedness, and a loyalty to someone. That's what the meaning of this Greek word translated gentle encompasses, all of those things. So authentic church leaders are to be gentle. Nursing mothers have a kind of affection for their children, for their babies, and it's beautiful to watch. It's beautiful to behold. It is a noble thing to see. And if you know anything, if you've ever watched, it is a soft, intimate time between a child and their mother. It's just beautiful. It is noble, and it is tender and soft. You know, a nursing mother has to be in close proximity to her child. And that's another aspect of being gentle, is that an authentic church leader is in close proximity to the ones he leads. He is in their life and they are in his life in intimate ways, holy intimate ways. In other words, one theologian says that authentic church leaders who are gentle like a nursing mother do life together with those whom they lead. Now, regardless of what the day may bring, they do life together. Mothers know that no child will ever be perfect. Amen, Mom? Amen, Mom. Amen. They'll need constant care. They'll need correction and nurturing as they grow to be mature adults. And a soft touch is always there to help them from their mothers on their way. A soft touch. My mom, and I hope I can get through this without blubbering all over what I'm about to say, but my mom had a wonderful soft touch. She had a soft touch with me as a young man. I remember struggling just to try to get some traction in life. It seemed like I finished college on the down, and it didn't get any better until I met Alice about, 6 or 7 years later. But my mom always had a gentle touch. She knew how to nurture her son. She would write me wonderful cards at critical moments in life. And just had that touch, words to help you along the way. I wish that had rubbed off on me a little bit. But I'm not sure that it did. But the one thing about Mom is I always knew that she was my biggest fan. She was tender, no matter how old I was. She was always Mom. And I was always her baby boy. She'd tell me that all the time. Something that she would never let me forget. A tender touch goes a long way, doesn't it? It really does. And I know as a church leader, as men, this doesn't come natural. And so y'all pray for me that I can have a tender touch when I need to have a tender touch as an authentic church leader. And notice what Paul wrote. He said, he and his co-laborers lived among the congregation. This Greek word translated among more literally means in the midst of them, which implies just a more holy, intimate relationship with these Thessalonican Christians. And you know, Paul wasn't there a long time, and this tenderness, this relationship, this closeness developed really quickly. And I understand as an authentic church leader that it takes a while for a church to cozy up to their pastor. And it takes a while for a pastor to cozy up to the church family as well. Because, you know, when you first come to a church, I don't know you and you don't know me. And I'm thankful for the longevity that I've had here at Liberty Baptist that has given me the opportunity to live among you and for us to become better acquainted over time. And that's one of the things that it takes if you're going to be a tender touch of a pastor. You got to live among the people. You got to know where they're coming from as best you can. The context of their life. Dr. Warren Wiersbe says this, as an apostle, Paul was a man of authority, but he always used his authority in love. While living among the Christians there, Paul lovingly and affectionately met them where they were at and nourished them spiritually. That's the picture here. Paul writes in verse 8, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also ourselves, because you had become very dear to us. Now, I want you to notice the terms of endearment that Paul uses in verse 8, speaking of his relationship with the Thessalonican Christians, his love for his brothers and sisters in Christ. He uses this word, affectionately desirous of you, share with you. And then he said, you're very dear to us. You know, you could automatically tell that Paul wasn't in this for the money. He wasn't in it for the power, for the prestige. He wasn't in it for his own glory. He genuinely had a heart deep love and a care for these Christians that he met, that God sent him to be the leader of, at least for a short period of time. I believe that in Paul's heart, he wanted to see them grow spiritually. And they were his spiritual children. He was their spiritual father, their spiritual mother, to keep with the simile. I think it means that of all things, Paul was approachable. He was approachable. He loved these people like a nursing mother loves her children. Do you know that I do my very best to love y'all? I hope you can tell that. I hope you can tell that. I really do. That I love you all. That being said, I may not like you all the time. But I do love you all the time. And that's doable. Amen? I mean, just ask the dad about his son or his daughter. Or a wife about her husband. You know, I've learned that some of you are easier to love than others. You just are. I've learned that it's easier to love some of you at a distance than up close. And all that's doable as an authentic church leader. But at the very heart of it, at the top and the bottom of it, if you don't know it, I want you to know I love you. It's been a wonderful ministry here at Liberty for almost 20 years. And if God willing, I'll finish my ministry career up loving you here at Liberty Baptist Church. We've laughed. We've cried. We've celebrated weddings. We've mourned deaths. We've seen our children get baptized. We've dedicated babies. We've shared the gospel and saw people get saved. We've done all those things together here at Liberty. We've been through the good, and we've been through the hard times together. There have been ups and there have been downs. But at least for me, and I hope for you, the overall trajectory of things, the good far outweighs the bad. I love being your pastor. I love being Liam's granddaddy. I love seeing his dad discipline him. I love when he comes over, and I love when he goes home. And probably some of you feel the same way about me. It's been good to do life together with you. Thank you. Not only should an authentic Christian leader be tender like a mother, a nursing mother, but an authentic Christian leader, point number three is this. Authentic Christian leadership, point number three is this. Authentic Christian leadership is tough like a father challenging his children. Look at verses 9 through 12 with me. Ooh. It's 5 till, and I know if I want to keep your love, I know the holy hour is quickly coming to a close. So let me do this. Let me save this next point to next Sunday. I know we got sort of a late start today, but just come back next Sunday to hear that an authentic Christian leader is tough like a father challenging his children in verses 9 through 12. But as we close, I'd like to share a story with you from another pastor. His name is Charles Swindoll. I'm sure you've heard of him. He shared this story that I'm going to close with his church family. And it's titled, Unanimous Disagreement. So listen. He writes, several years ago, I met a gentleman who served on one of Walt Disney's original advisory boards. What amazing stories he told. Those early days were tough, but that remarkable creative visionary refused to give up. I especially appreciated the man sharing with me how Disney responded to disagreement. He said that Walt would occasionally present some unbelievable, extensive dream he was entertaining. Almost without exception, the members of the board would gulp, blink, stare back at him in disbelief, resisting even the thought of such a thing. But unless every member of the board resisted the idea, Disney usually wouldn't pursue it. You heard that right. The challenge wasn't big enough to merit his time and creative energy unless they were unanimously in disagreement. Now, I think we would all agree that Walt Disney was a man that lived above the level of mediocrity. I think we would agree with that. And I share this story to end with this. Wouldn't it be great, and I challenge you, to live above the level of mediocrity in your Christian walk? That's my challenge for you today. I challenge you, I charge you to live and walk in a manner that's worthy of God each and every day. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful morning of worship. I thank you so much, Father, that we have come together and worshiped you in spirit and in truth. I thank you, Lord, for all the fathers that are here today. And God, I pray your blessings on them. For those who have fathers have gone on to be with you, Lord, bless us with many fond memories. And help us to remember that you are our Heavenly Father. And sometimes you have gentle words of encouragement, and sometimes you have tough words of challenge. And Lord, I'll be the first to admit it is a challenge, the challenge of my life, to live a life that's worthy of you. And so I just pray, Lord God, that each and every believer here today would do that. Live a life that's worthy of you. In Jesus' name, amen.